it up because I actually didn't know where it was. That's closer to, if you think of Connecticut as having that tail that goes into like Fairfield's area that goes into New York, that Ridgefield is in there. In the closest major city is Danbury, which to this day I am convinced doesn't exist. I've never been there, and I lived in Connecticut for most of my life. It's in the east. It's like nowhere I would have really gone. The thing about Connecticut is if you grow up there, you tend to kind of stay close to your hometown or go into one of the cities for like work commuting or like going to like one of the mall, like the centers of commerce. But it's mostly covered in forest. It's all mostly forest. It's all small towns. There's really no transportation system. So you could grow up in Connecticut and like it's not uncommon to meet someone from a town only an hour away and you've never heard of it before. So I think that isolation also could contribute to the fact that, you know, there might be skeletons just sitting around in people's basements and we just don't know because the right people haven't been informed.
Yeah.
It's a very strange state.
Which, I mean, so it makes sense because, like, you know, they had to talk to the Office of Archaeology, like the State Office of Archaeology, and because the chief medical examiner was like, they were like, hey, we found a skeleton. And they're like, we should check that out.
Yeah.
Because clearly
that's
they,
crazy.
The good thing is the medical examiner was like, this doesn't seem to be recent. There was the Battle of Ridgefield, April 1777. So, like, there was a revolutionary battle there.
Probably should have learned this in school, and I probably did and just don't remember it.
I mean, I don't remember half the things I learned about Ohio history.
So. Ohio has history?
besides having, like, depending how you count, the most presidents / the most astronauts, not really. And probably the river that caught on fire the most, but I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So as of December, they hadn't confirmed confirmed the find, but it would be the first time Revolutionary Era soldiers from a field of battle have been recovered in Connecticut, according to the archaeologists.
Really? That's interesting.
The house was originally built around 1790, according to Shannon Murphy, or Dunphy, who is the president of the Ridgefield Historical Society. And, you know, they just kind of, like, they've done additions, but they just hadn't disturbed the burial site. So they had basically built over this. So I'm guessing they were digging out the basement, and that's how they found it. But there was, like, at the time, there was no real extensive search, and there doesn't seem to be an update.
Huh.
But it's just kind of fascinating that they're like, people have been living in this house, and they're probably like, my house is haunted. I wonder why. And no one realizes that there's soldiers.
It's just in the basement. Ghosts, bones of dead soldiers in the basement. Yeah, that does sound like Connecticut. Wow. So this has been an interesting episode. Really diverse breadth of topics. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at The Domestic Podcast, and on Instagram at The Cult of Domesticity, which if you love cooking or crafting, I'm gonna try to do more stories about that because I have several craft projects I need to get on because people are getting married.
The domestic part of The Cult of Domesticity.
Yeah, besides the reclaiming of the term. Yes, the domestic right. arts is on Instagram.
Right. And you can find me on Twitter at Lost Treasure Pod. We have a Facebook group now, which is exciting. Just type in Relic the Lost Treasure Podcast in Facebook and you'll find it. Yeah. All right. Well, peace.
Peace.